Hello and welcome to the first show of Off The Chart. We're going to be bringing you all of the best B-sides, album tracks, bonus tracks, soundtracks, covers, remixes, the list goes on. Basically, we'll be playing everything unreleased that you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. First up, we've got the Maccabees with Colour It In.
Desperate dance, the sex fiends and angry hippies and sneaky schnooks and those glamour pussies and boxmen and bin men, yes men and no men, and the no way nevers, and the no way nevers, and the no way nevers. The bright young things, sugars and spices, slices and dices. Colour it in with found. Got to find a way, way to colour it in with found. Got to find a way, way to colour it in with found. Found a way, way.
That was Colour It In by the Maccabees, which was the B-side to First Love, the band's first release on Fiction after leaving Fierce Panda, and the first to graze the bottom of the charts. It reached number 40. This is Off The Chart with me, Nadia Ewens, and...
I'm Catherine. I did a B-side show last year called What A Load Of BS, and we've kind of taken the idea and run with it, and we've now got everything else on the show because... To be honest, we were running out of B-sides and there's so many great album tracks we really wanted to play, so we thought, you know, we'll change the show up a bit.
Yeah, we've got B-sides, album tracks, soundtracks, pretty much everything.
Everything you could possibly want.
So. Next up, we do have a soundtrack? Yeah, soundtrack called from The Guardians of the Galaxy. It's Cherry Bomb by The Runaways and that's coming up next.
Cherry bomb! Hello world!
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio Off the Chart. That was The Runaways with Cherry Bomb. Yeah, as I said, that was off the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, which is a brilliant film. Possibly the best Marvel film out there, in my opinion. I love it. Yeah, play during the big battle scene at the end. Definitely check that out.
You can tell it's from a soundtrack, can't you?
It's brilliant.
Really, really great.
Great song. I mean, the Runaways were all-girl rock band in the 70s. Sort of not appreciated in their time because they're an all-girl band, but they are just like a big hard rock girl band. Very, very cool.
Yeah, so coming up next, we've got a song by Blossoms called The Urge, a live version from Par Street, and this is a B-side to their song Cut Me and I'll Bleed.
Give me them eyes, you know what's on my mind. There's just something about your love. There's just something about your love. You're my summer breeze, I want you every day. But I love when you tease me, baby, call my name. There's just something about your love. There's just something about your love.
That was The Urge by Blossoms. I really like that.
I did. I am gutted that I wasn't here for the gig that you all went to.
Yeah, Brudenell, I think it was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it was such a great gig. They didn't play that, though. And I do really like it. But you should definitely check out the A-side, Cut Me and I'll Bleed, because it's such a good song.
Yeah, you've been going on about that pretty much since it came out.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a really, really, really catchy tune, and the vocals are really, really cool, so... Yeah,
awesome.
I like it.
I mean, good vocal. Talking of good vocals, next we've got a Monsters and Men track called Silhouettes.
It's hard letting go. I'm finally at peace, but it feels wrong. slow. I'm getting up. My hands and feet are weaker than before. And you are folded on the bed where I rest my head. There's nothing I can see. Darkness becomes me, but I'm alright.
That was Of Monsters and Men with Silhouettes. That is off the Hunger Games Catching Fire soundtrack. Is that film out yet? Do you know?
Catching Fire? I think that might be the last one.
Yeah, yeah. Has that come out yet?
I think part one's been out. I went to see it at the cinema.
Oh, right. Yeah, so did I. That is... I've read the book. Great book. Probably going to be an awesome film.
Hopefully.
You can check that out.
But, next up, we've got a song by Jack Garrett, who just announced his debut album is out next year.
What? This is going to sound... really stupid, but when you first said that, I thought that was the guy from All Time Low.
No.
Yeah, I realized after I heard the song that it wasn't, but no.
This is Jack from All Time Low's solo project. This song's called Chemical.
My love is overdone, selfish and domineering. It won't sit upon the shelf, so don't try to reason with my love. My love is powerful, ruthless and unforgiving. It won't think beyond.
So don't try the reason. It's my love. And when you pray, he will not answer. Although you may hear voices on your mind, they won't be kind. My love is chemical, shallow and chauvinistic. It's an arrogant display. So don't try to reason with my love.
So that was Jack Garrett with Chemical. What did you think?
I liked it. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what's so like special about him, is that there's not a lot out there.
Didn't you say you like saw him?
I've seen him a few times. I saw him play Brudenell Social Club in the tiny, tiny room last December.
Oh, in the games room?
Yeah, it wasn't that busy, to be honest. And now he's just announced he's playing O2 Academy Brixton next
year. What, headlining?
Year. Yeah, so...
That is a big,
big, big things job. Have happened. I saw him at Glastonbury. It was packed. Same with at Barn on the Farm, like he's going to go on
one of those
really
artists
big
to keep an eye on then.
Definitely. So nice. Yeah, what we got next?
We've got a police track. It's a Murder by Numbers. It's a good track.
Here we go.
That you've decided on a killing. First you make a stone of your heart, and if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. There really isn't any need for bloodshed. You just do it with a little more finesse. You can slip a tablet into someone's coffee, and it avoids an awful lot of mess. Because it's murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn.
the top of your profession. If you become the leader of the line, for murder is the sport of the elected, and you don't need to lift a finger of your hand, because it's murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3 is as easy to learn as your ABC. Murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3 is as easy to learn as your ABC.
That was Murder by Numbers by The Police, which is a great tune. Apparently, now, don't know if this is true, but the lyrics describe how to get into the mindset of killing people.
Wow.
Yeah. Sting wrote that, and he said it's about the evil deeds of politicians, so very relatable.
Bit deep.
Even now.
Okay, so next up, we have a song by Vant, who I am a really big fan of. They played at Brudenell on the DIY tour on Monday, and that was a really, really great gig. They had quite a lot of people came down. It was really, really fun. Yeah, so this is a B-side to their song Parasite, and this is called Do You Know Me?
Awesome.
I'm
that was Do You Know Me by Vant.
I love that. That's really good.
It's a really great song. Like, everything they've put out so far, they're all just, they're really upbeat, they're really rocky, they're just great, great songs.
Awesome.
So hopefully we'll have an album soon.
Yeah.
They've signed, I think they're signed to Parlophone, so they're doing pretty well.
Nice.
And yeah, hopefully one to watch out for.
I've got a 2011 Alex Turner track next called Pile Driver Waltz.
The face of a stopwatch on the back of a raindrop, and did a swap for the sand in an hourglass. I heard an unhappy ending. It sort of sounds like you leaving. I heard the pile driver waltz. It woke me up this morning. Like you've been for breakfast at the Heartbreak Hotel, and sat in the back booth by the pamphlets and the literature on how to lose. Your waitress was miserable, and so was your food. If you're gonna try and walk on water, make sure you wear your comfortable shoes. Mystery flashing amber, go green when you answer, but the red on the rest of the questionnaire never changes. I heard the news that you're planning to shoot me out of a cannon. I heard the pile driver waltz. It woke me up this morning. Like you've been for breakfast at the Heartbreak Hotel, and sat in the back booth by the pamphlets and the literature on how to lose. Your waitress was miserable, and so was your food. If you're gonna try and walk on water, make sure you wear your comfortable shoes.
You're listening to This Is LSR, and that was Pile Driver Waltz by Alex Turner. That's off the Submarine soundtrack.
Yeah, I've watched that. It's quite slow, isn't it?
I think it's definitely a thinker, but like visuals and soundtrack are just on point. It's directed by Richard Ayoade, you know, the guy from the IT Crowd.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, great. Like, I actually really like the film, but yeah.
I think I should probably rewatch that one.
Maybe you're a bit too young to appreciate it.
Maybe.
Great soundtrack, anyway.
So, yeah, you're listening to Off the Chart with Catherine and Nadia. And for the rest of the hour, we're going to be bringing you the best of the B-side, soundtracks, album tracks. And, yeah, next up, we've got an album track from an album that's actually out today by Nothing But Thieves, the self-titled album. And this song's called Drawing Pins. And I think it might be my favourite off the album. Let me know what you think. Tweet us at This Is LSR and make sure you like our Facebook page. Thank you. Was Drawing Pins by Nothing But Thieves. We've actually had a tweet in from Bethany saying, just wooed for this NBT track at the Salazar, hashtag bae. Thanks for letting us know what you thought. If anyone else wants to give us any feedback on the tracks we played today, at the Salazar on Twitter.
Yeah, we've also got a request for Jimi Hendrix's Foxy Lady, which, although released as a single, was originally an album track, so keep an eye out for that, because I may play that over the next few
Maybe.
Weeks.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, so what have we got coming up next?
We've got Lonely by, Lona Lily by Damien Rice, which is off his B-sides album, and it is just a beautiful song.
I gave me away, I could have knocked off the evening, but a lonely lily landed my wants in her hands. In a way, I felt you were leaving me, and I was sure I wouldn't find you at home. And you let me down, you could have knocked off the evening, but your lonely lily let him push under your bone. You let me down, there's no use deceiving, neither of us wanna be alone. And you're coming home, you're coming home, you're coming home. kicked off the evening, but I was lonely looking for someone to hold. In a way, I lost all I believed in, and I never found myself so alone. Then you let me down. You could call if you needed, but you lonely got yourself locked, and instead you let me down. Well, it's one thing you cheated, but you took him all the way through your bed. And now you're coming home. I'm trying to forgive your coming home. Trying to forget you're coming home. I'm trying to move on, you're coming home. And you haven't called yet, you're coming home. And I'm trying to forgive and you're coming home. I'm just trying to forget and you're coming home. I'm trying to move on, you're coming home. But you haven't.
You're listening to LSR Off the Chart with Nadia Ewins and Catherine Dowie, and that was Damien Rice with Lona Lily. Lona Lily, if you didn't get that. It's quite hard to say.
Yeah.
Lona Lily.
I quite liked it. It was it's very about, chilled.
I think it's about getting back with an ex. It's what it's about.
Yeah, it's really but relaxed.
I love listening to Damien Rice. It's just beautiful. But yeah.
Cool. So, I'm going to completely change things up now and go for a pop track, even though we are off the chart, but...
It's not on the chart yet.
Yeah, this album came out, I think, in September, and it's an album track by Ella Eyre, who I'm a huge fan of, and I'm really glad to see she's doing so well at the moment. This is called Don't Follow Me, and it's off her debut album, Feline.
They say that imitation's a form of flattery. The way you copy pasting doesn't flatter me, and now I'm losing patience. And I'm sick of saying, and I don't need a mirror, I just look at you. I guess you kind of figure that you could wear my shoes, they're just a little bigger. And I'm sick of saying, it doesn't work.
So that was Ella Eyre with Don't Follow Me.
I just
love her.
She sounds a lot like Paloma Faith.
She's actually written a song for Paloma Faith. I think she didn't want to feature again on another single because obviously she did Rudimental's Waiting All Night and wanted to release some stuff on her own for once. So she did. I think it's with Sigma. I think it's called Changing.
She wrote that song?
Yeah, Ella wrote it and she performs it live. And then Paloma Faith is the one on the actual single, I think.
That's mad.
Yeah, no, she's got an amazing voice. She always wears the best outfits on stage.
Where's she from?
London, I think.
Oh,
yeah. Big fan of Ella.
Cool. Nice.
So, up next, this is another one of your choices.
Yeah, we've got a Killers track. Well, the Killers, Daddy's Eyes. Great song.
I'll tell you what you wanna know. But boy, you better listen close. Tell you lies, don't let it come as a surprise. That woman's on my back again. I know she's got the best intentions. When you begin to realize, you know you got your daddy's eyes. And there's something I wanna say. This has got nothing to do with you. I didn't say that made it right.
That was The Killers with Daddy's Eyes, and that was a B-side to their famous track Bones.
Right, so now we're joined with Jenny from North Not South, the next radio show, which you should definitely stay tuned to listen to. So going off from off the chart onto the chart, could you tell me a bit about your show, Jenny?
Yeah, so I'm doing a show with another girl called Liv and another girl called Georgia. We are North Not South. That's because we're three northern girls that are in the north, obviously. We're a chart show, so we'll be playing the latest songs that are coming into the chart at the minute, and we've also got quite a few games coming up, so don't miss out on that.
Cool. I will definitely be listening. So this takes us to the end of the show, which is a real shame. No. But we'll be back next week. Make sure you tune in. And we've got a last track from Black Honey off their self-titled EP. And they actually played in the Hedgerow House last night, and I'm so gutted to have missed it. I really wanted to go, but oh well, next time. They're really good at Leeds Festival, so at least I've seen them. Mm. Yeah, you've been listening to LSR, and this is Bloodlust by Black Honey. Tune in next week. Yeah.